Congress is back in session this week, and right now aid to Ukraine is stalled. That favors Russia. And in the last few days, top Republicans in Congress say their GOP colleagues have been channeling Russian propaganda. House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul told Puck News Russian lies had, quote, infected a good chunk of my party's base. And Sunday, House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner told CNN he agrees.
It is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor.
Let's talk now to Catherine Belton. She's investigating Russian misinformation for The Washington Post, our editorial partners. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You report that spin doctors working on behalf of Moscow are working for the Kremlin and behind this propaganda campaign. First of all, what falsehoods are they seeking to spread?
Well, they're basically trying to promote isolationism, but in terms of actual falsehoods, then they are trying to claim that President Zelensky is corrupt, and they've planted various bits of absolute fake news out there, so claiming mm-hmm. that he spent American aid money to buy two yachts, or his wife disappeared to Cartier to spend like $1 million during a UN meeting in New York at the end of last year.
Yes, and of course, those are not true. Catherine, you report that Russian troll farms are doing this. They're being directed to do this. Can you explain how they work?
Yeah, so we've been tracking the activities of these Moscow political strategists for some time. We were able to acquire more than 100 documents, which were leaked from the Moscow political strategists and from the Kremlin officials that they're communicating with. And there it very clearly shows that the Kremlin is instructing the political strategists to direct their employees, which are trolls. They're basically creators of fake social media accounts, to amplify anything that's in their interests. And most of all, they're going for this line on American isolationism. Last year, they were trying to stir fears over the U.S.'s own border security. So they're really pushing these lines, which are convenient for them.
One line from your piece in the Post is rhetoric from Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. He, of course, is a high-profile House member on the ultra-right, and he recently called out a Ukraine aid package, saying it came as, quote, Americans go without baby formula, end quote.
Yes.
Is that the idea that there's already a kind of anti-Ukraine echo chamber and the Russian trolls are trying to amplify it?
There is to some degree, but I think that's also to some degree the making of these digital media campaigns. This type of isolationist rhetoric and the idea that the U.S. isn't going to support NATO, that Russia should be allowed to ride roughshod over Ukrainians and embark on its imperial land grab. I mean, you would never have heard that type of rhetoric like 14 years ago, but basically, over time, these voices on the far right are given a much bigger platform through these digital platforms than they would have had in the days of traditional media. Mm-hmm. The Russians basically amplify the lines which are most convenient for them. And sometimes they'll write something and it will get picked up by a far right politician. You know, they're also feeding some lines to the politicians themselves.
And Catherine, here in Washington, two top Republican House members are saying publicly that their Republican colleagues are channeling Russian propaganda, the chairs of the House Foreign Affairs Intelligence Committee. So senior House members with access to intelligence that other members may not. Is this a signal that, yes, this is working at the highest levels in U.S. government?
I think it's become very deep-seated, and what these senior-level Republicans are saying is incredibly true. I mean, we've seen kind of just this accretion of isolationist rhetoric. We've seen Russian trolls boosting this type of rhetoric, and you can clearly see how successful this has been just in the debate on in Congress over aid to Ukraine. It's been held hostage now since August by this group of far-right Republicans. And even now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, whose comments were also frequently amplified and approved
yes, another,
by
another
the Kremlin
far-right
trolls.
House member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is still trying to dare down Speaker Mike Johnson and is still speaking out against further aid for Ukraine.
We've been talking to Catherine Belton, international investigative reporter for The Washington Post. Catherine, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.